Your reasons for listening to this show, well, those are your own. But just keep in mind that the views, information, or opinions expressed on the Tuttle Daily Podcast are solely those of the individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of our sponsors. Yeah, it's called free speech, people. Nobody's forcing you to listen.
Get ready for your daily dose of Tuttle.
The all-time greatest intern slash producer we've ever had, of course, Tuttle. Tuttle in Florida.
From the Hobo Fish Camp, it's the Tuttle Daily Podcast.
No wonder nobody likes you, Tuttle. Everything's a goddamn debate.
Greetings, and I'm a little early. Twisted Movies checking in. Yes, I'm early. I know it. But look, I've always been a glutton for punishment. The reason I wanted to start the show off early tonight, it was I wanted to maybe see if the Lightning were going to show up and play tonight. Jesus Christ, man. Is the Avalanche that good, or are we just not playing that well right now? And even if the Lightning does not win, all right, so Vulture comes in, Lima Charlie, everything's good. But yeah, I wanted to start a little early because I wanted to catch the Lightning game. I would love to hear how your Father's Day weekend went. How was your weekend? You know, this was not the first Father's Day without my pops. Because my dad, you know, passed away before Father's Day last year. But I was still kind of like going through it at the time. If that makes sense. But this is the year, it's like what I thought was like, all right, this is the first year, Father's Day. I know that it's a holiday to sell cards and all that good stuff. But yeah, it was a little tough. If I'm just being upfront with you, it was a little tough. And I'll tell you why. You guys all know that I have driven the PT Cruiser around for so long. My dad, it's his Ford F-150. Now, I'm driving the truck now just out of respect. Kind of like an homage to my pops. I drive around the Ford F-150. And I'm not saying anything bad about it, but my dad was driving a way better vehicle when he was there. And then when he was retired or maybe was kind of pushed out, he was pushed out. And I eventually want to talk about the company that my dad was working for. Because seriously, my dad got paid very well when he was working there. But my dad built that company for this guy in Orlando. And I've wanted to talk about this for a really, really long time, the Steel Erection Company. And this guy would not have what he has because if it wasn't for my dad. My dad built everything for him. This guy that owned the Steel Erection Company, yeah, he was the backer, but my dad built it for him. And your spoiled-ass kids driving around and they're, there's no reason high school kids need to be driving around in upper and close to six-figure type cars. No. And you know what? The reason why your kids are driving around and all that good stuff is because of my dad. Matter of fact, your kids should be calling my dad, Daddy. And I know that's a shot across the bow, but I think my dad, I almost said my God, but I do consider my dad like a god. But everything your kids have, your big ass houses, and all the money you're making is because of my pops. And I think you guys, he deserved better. He deserved better. No, Fish on Jay. See, now, Fish on Jay brings up a great point. The guys that met at your dad's memorial that worked with her. Yeah. Fish on Jay, I'm glad that you brought that up. The guys that my dad brought on, the guys that my dad brought to the company to build the company and everything, they had my dad's, or they respected my dad and stuff. They did. But the people that were, you know, getting rich and everything, and I'll be up front, my cousin on my mom's side, my dad set him up so great. So great. So can you guys not hear me now? Is it bad? See, because God damn it, man. Like I'm in the middle of something right now. And fuck. This really pisses me off. Oh, it's bad. It is really bad. Can you guys not hear me now? Is it bad? No. Okay, well, is it good or is it bad? Like, see, if I'm being honest, this is what really pisses me off about this whole thing. Here, hold on. Let me see if this sounds okay.
It's bad. It is really bad.
It sounds bad to me.
No. Okay, well.
Is it bad? Please. I'll be right back. Let me. Okay, so it is good. All right, then I'm not going to go anywhere. When somebody says, oh, can you hear him? But back to what I was saying. I've never shared this to you guys before. My cousin on my mom's side, my dad set him up and got him a good gig. And he worked his way up the rank. And like, is making a really, really good living right now. And I used to call him, hey, you need to call my dad, after my dad retired. My cousin, and fuck him. I fucking hate him more than anything in my life. I fucking despise him. He is the biggest piece of motherfucking shit that I have ever known in my life. That my dad brought on, that my dad basically set him up to make a living, to be able to support your motherfucking family, you piece of shit. Seriously. And I know that this episode is going to get demonetized, but I really don't care because I've been holding this on. And there's a lot of things that I'm not going to talk about. I begged you. I pleaded for you to call and show some type of appreciation to my dad for what he did for you. Even after what you did to me. For real. After what you did to me, I still called you because I cared about what my dad, because he set you up. He set you up for to support your family, to be able to take care of yourself for a really long time. And you didn't call my dad. You want to know when you called? You called after my dad had already died. You called after my dad already died. And you know what? Fuck you. Fuck you for not only disrespecting my dad, but fuck you for what you did to me. And I know a lot of you guys are really confused. And you know what? I'll probably talk about it one day. I will. Because what the fuck do I have to lose? What do I have to lose? You know how I always talk about the trauma, what has made me crazy, has caused a lot of the self-medication and everything that I've dealt with in my life. You better hope and pray that I don't ever blow you in for what you did to me. Because what you did to me is unforgivable. You fucked up my life. And I probably need to move on. It's something that I've been dealing with for a really, really long time. And yeah, he does, Iggy. And Iggy, matter of fact, Iggy, we talk all the time. I'll let you know what happened. And the only reason I haven't talked about it is because there's a lot of stuff I'm going through. And I don't, my mom knows what happened. My dad knew what happened. And I made my dad promise before I talked to him and told him what had happened, that he wasn't going to react. He wasn't going to, you know what, I'm saying too much now. But back to the truck that my dad was driving and that was given to my dad and stuff. I woke up on Father's Day and the tire was flat. The tire was flat. And I'm not like one of those guys that believes in signs, but it was a kick in the nuts. It was a straight up kick in the nuts. What up, the Jolly Gator? Fish on Jay says, don't let it eat you up. What happened was obviously wrong, but you're a better and bigger person. You're right, Fish on Jay. So I got up, and the tire on my dad's truck was flat. Now, keep in mind, I had already had the same tire plugged. I had it plugged because I got a roofing nail in the tire. So, hey, what up, Ron Bartosz? Ron Bartosz is checking in, says, hello, Tuttle. But, so, I got up on Father's Day, Sunday, I was going to go to the, no, here, you know what? Because I am so good about my diet and taking care of myself. I eat healthy. I don't eat any processed foods. I don't eat any carbs. I stick with vegetables, protein, all of that good stuff. But I do allow myself at least one day a week, I get to eat something bad. And I woke up Sunday morning, and I know a lot of you guys probably are going to think I'm crazy, but I'm obsessed. I go to Dunkin' Donuts. And maybe this is from, you know, the time that I was married. I go to Dunkin' Donuts. I get a sausage, egg and cheese on an everything bagel. And I love it. I love it. Wow, Iggy T. Iggy T coming in with the super sticker. Thank you, Iggy. Likes it. I'm just being upfront. I know a lot of you guys are probably like, oh, whoa, the only reason you text with Iggy or whatever. No, like, I'm being upfront. Iggy is like the salt of the earth. Like, she is amazing. So thank you, Iggy. But so I want to go get that sausage, egg, and cheese on an everything bagel from Dunkin' Donuts. So I go to get in the car. I back my dad's Ford F-150. And I was like, oh, what is wrong with this? Oh, you know what? I have actually had that before, GTC 829, the sweet black pepper bacon croissant. I've actually had that, and it's good. It is so fucking good. But my go-to is the sausage, egg, and cheese on everything bagel. That's just my go-to. And I wanted that so badly, but the tire, once again, was flat. It was flat on my dad's truck. Now, the reason I wanted to talk about this is because, Jolly Gator, Jolly Gator, you're right. No, I'm not drinking. Buddy, here. I'm in the best shape of my life. So no, I am definitely not drinking. If anything, it's because I'm tired. Because I have not been sleeping a lot. I mean, Ruber, here, hold on. Let me put that back up there. Ruber says, Tuttle, are you drinking? No. Hey, the Jolly Gator, do not attack him. Do not attack him at all. Here, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I'm not doing very well. I'm not. I didn't want to get into this stuff. No, and the Jolly Gator, you do not have to apologize. I cannot blame Wilbur for thinking that I'm drunk or that I'm drinking or whatever it may be. Guys, I am going through it right now. I really, really am. I have not seen any of my friends. I have not had any, I've not had any interaction with any of my friends. I have had plans to meet with people that have canceled on me. I have just been completely stood up. And I know that I should not, like, get upset. I know that I shouldn't get upset because people cancel plans or something comes up and stuff. But if I'm just being upfront and I'm being honest, all these little things, that just build up, they do add up. They do. Hold on. What is Jay Walk says? No clue if you got my message I sent last week via Twitch. I did it correctly. Best way to send a message, news. I mean, you can email me, Tuttle, T-U-D-D-L-E, at gmail.com. You know, This is something that has been, you know, eating at me a little bit. I'm doing very, very well. I'm not drinking. I'm not doing any drugs or anything like that. I got a great job that I'm working right now that I'm doing very, very well at. You know, speaking of Father's Day, the reason that I took, and I have not worked a 9-to-5 job in quite some time. I haven't. And my passion is radio. My passion is doing content, if it's on broadcast radio, terrestrial radio, and doing podcasts. Or live streams and stuff. I just like to talk to the people. And I probably should get mad at the guy that was calling me out and was like, are you drinking? I'm just tired because you want to know why? I'm not sleeping. And I know... You know what? I'm going to be open and honest on this. The reason I'm not sleeping is at night. At night, I get so depressed. I get in my own head when I get depressed, and I don't want to go to sleep. You would think that I would want to go to sleep? No. I get in my head. I do. You know, while I was talking about Father's Day and stuff, you want to know what the thing that bothers me the most, and I know that I should not think this way. I never made my dad a grandfather. Because me and a cousin on my dad's side, we were the only ones to carry on the Fowler name, F-O-W-L-E-R, Fowler. We were the only ones that were going to be it because everybody else was female. And I know that I should not feel that way at all, but I did. I wanted to be able to make my dad a grandfather or grandpa, and I was not able to do it. I was not able to do it. And it makes me feel like a complete piece of shit. And that's a crazy thing. I know that I should not. Well, Neil says, Tuttle, I wish I was down there to do some fishing with you. Email me, Tuttle at gmail.com. And I know that I should not feel that way. Well, Rubber Wilbur. Tuttle, not trying to be a mean, but you should call 911. It sounds like you had a stroke or something seriously wrong. I'm not trolling. All right. Hey, Wilbur. I'm not reading any more of your comments. If you think that I've had a stroke. A matter of fact, Wilbur. Here, you know what? I'll read it out completely. I'll read it out completely. Do you think that somebody that has had a stroke, that somebody would read this? And I'm going to read it out there, and then I'm going to explain to you why I have it. Tuttle, not trying to be mean, but you should call 911. It sounds like you had a stroke or something. Seriously, wrong. I'm not trolling. I am worried what you spelled worried wrong. I'm worried about you. I mean, did you have a stroke? I followed you for 10 years. Well, it is what it is. I'm just being upfront with you guys. Do you think that somebody that has had a stroke would be able to host a podcast by himself and be able to talk for 30 minutes with not a co-host, not a single phone caller? So, seriously, you would think that somebody that has had a stroke, maybe I had a bad day yesterday. Maybe I was missing my dad. Maybe I had a lot of shit going through my mind. And I'm not going to let Rubber Wilbur get into my head. I'm just not going to do it. Not going to do it. That's why I'm going to stop talking about my personal life, and I'm going to get into some news stories. But you know what? Maybe I have had a stroke. Maybe I've had a stroke, and you know what? This is just payback for all the shit that I've done in my life. So, you know what, Wilbur, I wish you nothing but the best. I really, really do. Because old Tuttle would have been like, you know what, fuck you. I wish cancer upon you. Now, see, You know what's funny is that there's a lot of nice comments in the chat room that I should be paying attention to. No, Neil brings up a great point. He says, you're missing your dad, of course. We loved your dad. He was awesome. So, yeah. You know what? I'm not even going to get into it. But I want to talk about this chick. Holy crap. This is not like a fetish or anything to me, but this chick talks about having two vaginas.
Hello, my name is Evelyn, and I was born with two vaginas. The medical term is complete uterus adelphes. It means that I have two vaginas, two cervixes, two uteruses, and one ovary on each side.
Hold the phone. Now, I need any of the guys that are in the chat. Okay, is this something? I mean, this isn't something that a woman would just automatically offer up to you when you meet her in the club. She's not going to say, hey, by the way, I have two vaginas. Iggy T is actually saying, Iggy T is saying this girl was on Howard Stern last month. I don't know. But like, as a guy, guys in the chat room, would this throw you off? You're making out. You're pulling the panties down. And there's two vaginas. Like, that is a situation that I don't think any guy thinks that they would ever be in. What would you do? Because if she didn't tell you, you pulled the panties down. Well, Twisted Movies says, I don't have two D's, so I'm not interested. I'm sorry, man. What, are you going to discriminate? Because she, all right, so, you know, how they always talk about that fork in the road? Which one do you go? So if you're facing her, right or left? You go for the right? If you're right-handed, do you go for the right side? Or do you go for the left side? This kind of blows my mind. I don't know. And having two of them like that, they're not going to be completely, they're not going to both be good, right? BDM underscore Exxon writes, she was an OnlyFans girl. Did interviews during the pandemic. One was for personal use. One was for work. Yes. Because I did watch this. One is for personal use. One for giving birth. Yeah, I mean, I can see what people would think. Atomic Shaman Sweat Lodge. I think I've seen this girl on TikTok talking about her two vaginas. Yeah, and this is where I got it from. Nelly Mandingo. That would be wild if there was a porn with her and the guy with two dongs. Yeah. I think from what I remember, and I'm going to get into this, she uses one side for pregnancies. It's weird. And yeah, I mean, Atomic Shaman says, yeah, she does get two periods.
In my right uterus, which means I had sex in my right vagina, my left one is empty. I can have sex in either one, and I get pregnant in either side or both.
That is weird. It's weird. You can't get pregnant at the same time. You just got to be a responsible woman. I'm sorry. If you got a zygote, some embryo, or even at later stages going on maybe the right side, the right uterus, I think it's kind of fucked up if you were still having sex there. Man, this is just a weird story all around.
same time. I could actually carry two different guys' babies at the same time, though I probably wouldn't do that because my husband wouldn't like that very much. So it's two holes. So if I open my legs, I have like a left hole and then a wall and then...
Wait, so does she have like... See, you know what? I think this show's already going to get demonetized. Does she got two labias? She's got two Arby's roast beef sandwiches side by side, is what I'm trying to say. This, I know I should not let this bother me, but, oh, wow. Nedley says, so what if she has twins on both sides with twin brothers? I don't know. And I gotta tell you, I think she is pretty attractive, though. But you know how guys are way more superficial than what women are. How many times have you seen a hot chick with a guy, you're like, oh yeah, why is she with him? And usually everybody thinks it's because of money, but no, that's not the case. I've known a lot of hot women in my personal life, and I'm like, I see when they post on social media and everything. I was like, what is the deal? Why is she with this guy? You know, that guy that wanted to say, hey, Tuttle, are you drunk or are you having a stroke? Yeah, this really seems like something. That guy that is drunk or is having a stroke would be able to carry on a conversation like this. So what I'm trying to say, buddy, I hope you never listen to my show anymore. And once again, I know this show's already going to get demonetized. I'm just going to be, suck my dick. Fuck you. I hope you never listen to what I'm doing again. Because I've just been going on a rant talking about a woman that has two vaginas. And I haven't missed a beat. You know, what really pisses me off the most is these people that want to come on here and they want to talk shit. And a lot of these people, and I'm not claiming to be some badass. I'm not claiming to be a tough guy. But what I'm trying to say is, I don't even remember the guy's name. But guess what? You wouldn't say that to my face. But, you know, once again, like you claim, I'm drunk. I've had a stroke. You know what? Fuck you. I'm trying to live my best life. I'm working a job that I enjoy. I'm able to help my mom out every single day. So, fuck you. I know I shouldn't say that, but fuck you. Fuck you. I'm just trying to have fun. I'm just trying to do a show every single day. After working all day, after starting work at 6 a.m., working and almost until 4 p.m. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. I got to start standing up for myself a little bit. Oh, I haven't even talked about this. I haven't even talked about this. You know what? I'm done with the woman that has two vaginas. I haven't even talked about this, guys. Friday, after I got done with the show, I'm trying to be healthy. I'm trying to work out. I'm trying to improve my life. I walk down US 1 every single night when I get done with the show to exercise. And you want to know what happened to me? Go to my social media. Go to facebook.com/Tuttle, twitter.com/Tuttle, instagram.com/Tuttle, because I've posted the pictures there. I was walking down US 1 like I do Monday through Friday. I'm going to do it when I get done with this show. But I was walking down the road. And you know what? You want to know what happened to me? I got shot in the fucking chest. I got shot in the chest with a rubber ball in the right side of my chest. And I don't know if it was out of like an airsoft gun. I don't know if it was out of a slingshot. You guys know that I've been hit with like every single projectile that you could ever think of. And if you think I'm lying, go to my social media, twitter.com/Tuttle, facebook.com/Tuttle, instagram.com/Tuttle. I got sniped. I got sniped when somebody was driving down US 1 in their car, in their vehicle, hit me square in the chest. I didn't even pit it over. It hit me. And it left a welt. You can see the pictures. That's what happened to me. And I wasn't like being over dramatic or anything, but you know what happened? I walk down US 1 on the sidewalk. You want to know who I run into? I run into older people, elderly people that are just walking to get exercise, to be able to make themselves healthier. And I talk to them all the time. What would have happened if one of those elderly people got shot? I'm just being upfront. It fucking hurt when I got hit. But I was so much in shock. Like I said, I didn't even put it over. So I wanted to make law enforcement, the officers and stuff, I wanted to make them aware that, hey, this is what's happening. I got shot. And there's another thing. And I support law enforcement. I support police. I support the sheriff's office. I support highway patrolmen. But I walked down that road. And you know how many times I saw a cop walking down US 1? And it's about a 5-mile round trip. I walk towards traffic, and that's the thing. Growing up and everything, they always say, oh, you're supposed to walk and ride with traffic. Fuck that. I'm not. I'm not going to do it. Well, luckily, I wear glasses. But I got shot. Go to my social media. You can see the projectile that I was hit with. And you'll be able to see the welt that I had on me. Also, the other thing. What's going to end up happening in Florida? A lot of people have their concealed carry permits. And bet your ass, I'm going to have my concealed carry permit renewed. What's going to end up happening is somebody's going to do this. Somebody is going to do this, and they're going to do it to the wrong person. And guess what is going to happen to the person that thought it was funny? you're going to end up being injured. You're going to almost be mortally injured. And this is not a threat to the people that are doing it. It's just the way that things are going to happen because you're going to do it. You're going to do it to the wrong person and think that it's funny. And guess what's going to happen to you? You're going to be dead. You're going to be dead because you're going to get a whole magazine or clip emptied into your vehicle. And it's dumb. It is dumb because you're going to do it to an elderly person or you're going to shoot somebody in the face and you're going to cause somebody to lose their vision. So after it happened to me, I was not injured. I didn't need help. But I wanted to let law enforcement know what was going on. And this on top of getting shot, on top of, and I don't want anybody to think that I'm complaining, because I'm not. But I want people. Everybody talks about the relationship with law enforcement, police, sheriffs, highway patrolmen, whatever it may be. Why people don't want to talk to cops. So I was at the intersection. I was, I don't know, maybe a quarter mile from the intersection that the Edgewater Police Department was at. I was like, you know what? I got the bullet. I got shot. I'm going to go report it to him. So I go down there. By the way, no police, Edgewater Police Department, not open. Nobody was working it. I was able to find a extremely kind officer that helped me out. He was like, do you want to do a report? Because if you want to do a report, you got to give your first, last name, and date of birth. I probably should not have done that. Everything worked out. So he gives first, last name, date of birth to give the report out to the dispatcher. You want to know the first thing that the dispatcher did that the dispatcher gave out? Mr. Fowler, Patrick W. Fowler, date of birth. I'm not going to give date of birth, but he knows he doesn't have any warrants. And when I heard that, I was like, what the fuck? What the fuck? I, on my own, just, I went to make this just so the cops knew about it. So the cops knew about it. To let them know I got shot in case one of the numerous elderly people that I run into when I'm exercising. So it didn't happen to them. They were checking me for warrants. Am I the only one that has a problem with that? And I'm not saying that it's law enforcement. I'm not saying it's the officers or whatever. But no wonder people don't trust law enforcement. I mean, think about this. I could have had a misdemeanor warrant because I'm being upfront with you guys. I went to jail for toll violations, even though I had a one of those transponders that automatically paid for it and everything. And I had just moved and I wasn't getting the notification. I went to jail for a misdemeanor. You know, they want people to talk to law enforcement. They want people to have a good relation. What would have happened? let's just think about that. Let's think about that for a little bit. What would have happened if I would have just been notifying them and letting them know what happened? But Twisted Movies, then Twisted Movies, guess what? Then would you rather catch a violent felon or arrest somebody with a misdemeanor that was trying to tell somebody some information to catch that violent felon, but that person is going to go to jail? And I get why they do it, Twisted Movies. I just don't think it's right. I don't. Like, seriously, people. And I'm not saying anything bad about law enforcement or whatever it may be. But people are not going to speak up. And I was just going out of my way. I was going out of my way to just let them know, hey, people are shooting. People are shooting people that are walking down the road and stuff. I mean, Bob D, I'm seeing this a little bit late, but Bob D said maybe you were targeted. And I'm not that big of a recognizable person. I'm just not. And that kind of put a little bit of a bad taste in my mouth. I just don't know. And I know, like, it's something, like, dumb and minute to even talk about. What up, Jake? Hey, Jake, call in. Jake, I want to catch up with you, my friend. Twisted Movies, right? And I would like to talk to you guys. I would love your feedback in the chat room, or you can give me a call, 407-270-3044. Twisted Movies, right? It's not right. They just want all the information. That's the reason why the Fifth exists. And I mean, Natalie Mandingo, did you see Grady Jug got 12 pedophiles wrapped up on an internet sting? I mean, it's good. Look, good for Grady. Like, I knew Jake would be calling him right away. Jake.
Hey, what's up? How you doing, brother?
Jake, how are you?
Hey. Doing good. How you doing?
Good, man. So what did you think about my story?
I came in a minute after.
I was just saying that I was walking down the road. I got shot by somebody with like a slingshot. Are you okay?
Yeah.
What just happened there, Jake?
I'm okay.
What happened?
Sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, but it sounded like you fell down a cliff or something.
No, it was, but, dude, you know, I was it a rock or?
No, it was like a rubber ball.
All right. They actually have these metal balls they put in slingshots.
Mm-hmm. I've been hit by them before.
Yeah.
I mean, Nelly Mandingo says Jake will say sorry. Don't say sorry, Jake. All right. How about this, Jake? How about that? No, you can't say sorry. You can't apologize. Don't say apologize. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk until you either apologize or you say you're sorry for something. Okay.
Yeah. By the way, did you hear that referee Tim White died?
Yeah. From WWE. I heard that.
Yeah.
What is going on? Like, are you like rolling around? What?
I'm not rolling around. I'm sitting here. I actually have something in my hand. I'm like fidgeting with something in my hand.
All right. So, Jake, what did you do this weekend? What did you think about the show that I did on Friday?
Yeah, the one that I saw part of. Like, I saw, like, before Granny came on here.
Mm-hmm. Do you not like Granny, or what's going on with that?
Hey, I've had here's the thing. I did a show on Saturday with Granny, and then I did a show, had him on my show on yesterday, and had to leave the off, get off camera because he wanted the whole camera.
Mm-hmm.
But how many wrestlers have you met?
I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how many wrestlers I've met. Like, it's been a lot. Like, it's been a lot. You want to know who the Hacksaw Jim Duggan was? Duggan. Like, Hacksaw's the best.
I was gonna say when you worked at that guy's place, you might have met a few wrestlers.
What guy's place?
That Love Sponge.
Oh yeah, what, Jake? I don't know how many times I gotta tell you, but you can say Bubba's name. I'm not gonna be mad at all.
Yeah. I don't want to,
Jake, I'm not trying to put you in a bad place. I'm just trying to help you, Jake, okay?
I don't want you
to apologize for anything. Just be yourself. I'm never going to be mad at you for something you say. So just let it rip.
All right. What do you think about, what do you think about Vince is stepping down from WWE now?
I think he's being smart. I think Vince is being smart.
And also, one of the people that is being accused is John Laurinaitis, the stepdad of Nikki and Brie Bella.
So, the women wrestlers then, right?
Some people are saying Rosa Mendez has something to do with it.
Oh, let me ask you, do you think Vince did it? I mean, I could see Vince doing something like that.
Vince has a tendency to... Have you seen some of the promos in the Attitude Era where he was, like, touching the females in their butts and stuff?
But do you think Vince, was inappropriate with some of the female employees? Nobody's going to be mad at you, Jake. Just let it rip. Give your real opinion.
I think he did it.
You think he did?
Some of the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Trump did the same.
Yes, he did. He did. Look, it was a different time. Does it make it right what they did? No, it does not.
No.
It does not. And I think things are getting better. But let's be honest. This thing that Vince did, how long was this? How long ago was this? You know more about this than what I do.
I could check it on right now. Because
I'm sure it was a little, I don't know.
You know, and also the thing is now, they're keeping the under wraps about Sasha Banks being released.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if you don't remember, Sasha Banks and Naomi went to one of the other guys and threw the belts on the desk and walked out.
But Jake, let's be honest though. Like WWE, well, at the time WWF, there were the reason why that is as popular as it is because of Vince. And I know a lot of people want to say bad things about Vince, but Vince McMahon, he controlled it. He was good at what he did, and he made wrestling popular again.
Yeah. And the thing is, it's like now it's like, you know, you have all these other companies, you know, by the way, Impact Wrestling just celebrated.
They're nothing compared to WWE.
Here's the thing, they thought they were gonna pull what WCW did back in the 90s and have like old WWE stars coming in.
No.
Now, but the thing is here's the thing, we got great talent. We had Samoa Joe, you had AJ Styles,
Vince is always going to win, though. Vince is always going to win.
Vince is always going to win because Vince is a businessman.
Mm-hmm.
Vince knows when to throw the money out, money to these wrestlers.
All right. So, Jake, I do have to take off, but I got a couple of questions for you because I was watching this. Best rivalry. Give me your top three rivalries between two wrestlers.
What about Bret Hart and
Shawn Michaels
and Shawn Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
Cena versus Orton, John Cena versus Randy Orton. And also you got, I think it was like either Seth Rollins or Roman Reigns versus Dean Ambrose.
Oh, wait a minute. All right.
Because I forget which one wrestled each other. They wrestled each other.
Maybe me and you come from different generations, but how can you not mention Hogan, Ultimate Warrior?
Yeah. Oh.
How can you?
I was gonna say Hogan, but I forget. I didn't want to screw up and say the wrong person.
It's Jake. I asked your opinion. You should just, Manu.
Say it. Yeah.
Just say it. It's your opinion. Manu, please don't tell me you think, hopefully that's just a joke, Manu. Like, yeah. I don't understand. Jake, everybody's saying, like, did I have a stroke or am I drunk tonight? Like, you don't think that I could host a show by myself the way that I do if I was inebriated, right?
Listen, here's the thing. This is sober Tuttle. What if you want to see drunk Tuttle? Watch some of the old Bubba the Lust Punk shows when he was on there before he went to the what's a good word to say where you went?
I mean, you can say the bone, Jake.
No. The mental hospital.
Oh yeah, I mean you could say that, but Jake. Please promise me this. If I'm going to have you on, you have to stop overthinking or thinking you're going to offend me. Jake, be yourself.
Okay.
Never apologize. Just say what's on your mind. Okay. That's it.
Before you,
but what about The Rock versus Stone Cold?
Stone Cold.
That is another, that is the greatest, in my opinion. A great rival.
Kristen Mooney says Tuttle has to go and watch the Lightnings get their ass kicked.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably going to happen. Probably going to happen.
Yeah. Hey, Tuttle, I want to say this.
Yep.
I want to say this. Guys, if you guys are not subscribed or following Tuttle, follow, because Tuttle is a great person.
Hey, Jake, you're into wrestling and stuff, okay?
Uh-oh.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to let you close out my show, okay? And you know how wrestlers do promos, right? How they cut a promo, right?
All right.
I want you to close out the show, but I want you to be my hype man. I want you to cut the greatest promo. Ready? All right, here we go. Ready?
Three, two, one. All right, guys, listen, this is the end of the show, guys. Come follow, sub, all that. Come back tomorrow for another great show on the Tuttle Daily Podcast. Twitch.tv/Tuttle on the radio. Be there or be square, brother.
Yeah, thank you, Jake.
Thank you, and I'll talk to you later. Bye.
All right, man, bye.